I was getting mad talking about it again.
I was too.
I was like, I took literally at the house, like, just like, dude, what, like, beat them. Mm-hmm. Mad as shit.
Welcome to another episode of Speak On It. My name is Reggie.
This is Jonathan.
And we're just going to jump straight into it today. We're going to cover everything that happened the last week of the season.
Crazy.
Very, very crazy. But I felt that we needed to discuss something that happened the week before. Antonio Brown. What happened with that man? I didn't get to see what happened, so I was just going off a report. So go ahead and talk about what happened.
Yes, man. I'm watching the game, and you know, AB, he's balling out. He has like 4 or 5 catches first half, and then all of a sudden they do a sideline kind of cut, and he's just, you know, taking off his jersey and shoulder pads, and you know, Mike Evans over there like, hey, what you doing? Whoop de whoop, and the shirt off, he's doing jumping jacks, giving the peace signs to the fans.
Right.
And come to find out, you heard conflicting stories. Some people were saying, oh, you know, his ankle was hurt and he didn't want to go back in the game. But once he told Bruce it hurt, Bruce told him to go home and things of that nature. I think it was a thing of he felt like Gronk was like getting too many targets. And he felt like, you know, with Chris Godwin being hurt and all this, that he was the man again, you know, because he got force-fed 15 targets the week before against the Panthers.
Right.
So, but in the first half of the Jets game, Gronk was getting a majority of the looks. And I think AB is feeling some type of way because he's trying to get incentives.
Right.
As far as you get a certain amount of catches, you get a half a million and all this stuff. You know what I mean? And AB's MO has been, when it involves money, he gets volatile. It was the same thing what happened with the Raiders. Why he ended up leaving the Steelers. Like, it's all about money at the end of the day with him. And it was disgusting to see, man, and how he's just been on podcasts and just shit-talking Brady, who dude took him to his house, man.
Right.
Like, around his wife and kids, like, you know, and how he's just bad mouth and Bruce. Like, if it wasn't for Tom, you wouldn't be in the NFL no more.
Right.
After all that, you know, all that shit, man. So what was your thoughts about it, man?
From everything that I collected, I think, and even really if you put in the week 18 games, and you saw how after Tampa Bay had blown out Carolina, Tom came back in to make sure Gronk, you know, made his incentives.
Exactly. He got like a mill, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So, I think maybe he felt that he wasn't getting the same love.
Right.
And I think he blew up about the situation. That being said, if the coach sat there and he was like, you just go home, I do have a problem with that part of the situation. Okay. I don't think that's something a coach shouldn't be saying, especially in the middle of a game. If he's telling you I'm hurt and you're telling him to go home, you know, he is something very valuable to the team. I mean, he showed his worth last year.
He sure did.
So if he's telling you something like he's hurt, okay, take his word for it. Yeah. Worst case scenario, he says he can't play, he can't play. You deal with everything else later. If you don't believe him or you think that you know, he's faking it for whatever reason, throwing a fit, whatever you want to call it. You handle that after the game. But if you tell somebody during the game something like that, I'm not agreeing with what AB did as far as walling out and leaving everything. Mm-hmm. But I do think he had a gripe. I will definitely say that.
All right.
But, yeah, that was just a pretty crazy, crazy situation. I didn't believe what I was seeing when I picked up my phone and seen. I didn't understand it because it was everybody made memes about it.
Yeah.
And I saw like on Facebook and Twitter and everything else was AB just jumping around in the end zone. I didn't know, like, what the hell is going on?
Yep.
And now then watching and finding out what happened, it's like, man, I don't like the fact he went and started bat-mouthing Brady and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just unnecessary. Like you said, he wouldn't even be in the league if it wasn't for Tom and everything else. Yeah. You know, did he win a ring in Pittsburgh?
Nope. First ring.
Yeah.
Came with the Bucks.
I mean, that's something that all types of players wish that they had. You know, winning a ring, and you got one, basically all because of one man.
Yeah.
You know, vouching for you. Like, hey, I had this guy before, and I know what he brings to the table. So, I don't like that at all.
I think, too, it was between AB's past being so bad with his transgressions, off-the-field stuff that we don't even need to get into. But then even this year, dude, with the fake vaccine card.
Right.
They should have cut your ass right there. Right. And they still brought you back. You know what I mean? So, it was... I hear what you're coming from, because as a man, you ain't going to be talking to me no type of way.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care, like, what the fuck the situation. You know, I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? But the theatrics, like, if he would have just bounced and walked to the locker room, it could have been salvaged, I think.
Possibly.
Behind the scenes. But you put on a scene like that in front of the cameras, if you're the Bucks to take him back, you have no type of... What's the word I'm looking for?
Leverage,
or anything, just credibility.
That's true, too.
Anymore.
But,
you know,
my argument to that is, if you're going to say that, you brought up the vaccine card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that the NFL had specifically said, you know, you have to have and everything else, and this is the rules. And he violated those rules, and they brought him back for that. So, I mean, I felt like their leverage was already gone. And if you want to be honest, I think him saying about the injury and everything else, it wasn't just that. It was just everything rolled up into one in that moment. And Harris was like, I'm not dealing with this.
That's
like,
it.
Get the fuck out. And I think that's what led him to tell him that on the field. Like I said, I don't agree with it. On the field, you could have released him on Monday as far as I care, but... I don't like it on the field.
It's, you know what? It goes back to when they signed him last year. Bruce was just like, you know, zero tolerance. He messes up, he's gone, he's out of here.
Right.
But last year when you had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronk back, Antonio was just the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
So if he mess up or get out of here, like, we don't need you.
Right.
But when it came back, you know, Godwin blew his ACL out. Evans had a hurt hamstring and all this stuff. Like, AB was the number one or two option.
Right.
And AB's the type, when you give him that type of power or he knows he can get away with stuff, like, dude had a fake vaccine card and they brought me back. Oh, I can do what the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens. He's someone that needs to always have his feet to the fire. You know what I mean?
Because right.
when he's not, it's an issue, man. And it's just, I hate how in it, because... No matter what, bottom line, he's still a number one receiver, and he will be missed sorely for the Bucks this postseason run. And I don't know, it's going to affect them a lot not having him. I guarantee it.
Do you think also that AB was sitting there thinking, you know, back to the Pittsburgh days where, you know, he was the superstar?
Yep.
Do you think sometimes that played into, you know, how I reacted? He's like, well, I'm still the man. They're not going to do anything to me.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's why I said, cause if they had all their receivers after the fake vaccine, I think they would have cut them.
I agree.
I feel that way, but because they didn't need them. But when these injuries happened, it was, we actually need this guy. You know what I mean? It's like a old quote we talked about, you know, you're only faithful as your options and all this stuff like that. It's true. When Bruce got his options of receivers, I'm not tripping off of you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You got everything you want. But when them options get less and less, and you're stuck with the bratty, volatile, faking vaccine cards, but he's a great player, you'll do. I need you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it bit him in the ass like everybody's been saying it would. It just took longer than we expected.
But. Yeah. We're just going to just ask the question. You brought up that AB not being there is going to hurt them. Yeah. You still see them coming out of the NFC?
Dang, we're on a spot like that.
I'll put you on the spot on that. I was going to save that for later in the show, but I felt like that was the perfect time to ask.
Fuck, man.
You know what? I'll be nice.
Hold on. I'm a man about mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
At the end, everything's against Tom. Like I said, his receiving core is hurt. Playoff Lenny, he's hurt. His running back. Defense is just not what they were last year.
No, not at all.
It is bad. And somehow, the Bucs are still the number two seed. And I can't bet against Tom, because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I see him playing the Rams and beating them as bad as Stafford been looking. Yep. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys and that inconsistent offense and their lack of winning. Yep. And the number one seed in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, shout out. Back-to-back MVP. Yeah. He's going to win it. We see what happened in the playoffs last year in his house. Like,
yeah.
So I can't bet against the man. So my money's still on Tom, man.
Fair enough. Week 18. You know, it started off, you know, pretty crazy. You know, I'm a Chargers fan. So starting the day off, I mean, I knew it was a win or get in type of scenario. Just before any game.
Oh, no. It wasn't just that.
No, at the time. I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
Give me a sec.
So excited, man.
I know. It's just, yeah. So when I woke up on Sunday, I knew it was a win or lose. That's how it was going to be.
Yep, yep.
There was no other option.
Yep.
Then the Colts. The Colts, like, all you had to do was beat the lowly Jaguars.
There was 2-14, I believe.
It just doesn't matter. They're horrible. They're horrible.
Yeah. Carson Wentz, boy. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really at a loss of words of how Indy blew that.
Yep.
That game, it was like they didn't give a damn going into it.
Yeah. They jumped on top of them immediately. It was like 14-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you lose to them, so you're eliminated. So that opened up
The floodgates
of all the different scenarios that could happen. Uh-huh. Then the Steelers-Ravens game, that went in overtime.
Yep.
And if that game had ended in a tie or the Ravens had won, the Steelers are eliminated.
Yep.
And for a minute, I thought that was going to happen. I thought it was going to end in a tie.
Me too.
And then the Steelers got that drive and kicked a field goal and won the game at the end.
Sure did.
So
shout out Big Ben.
Yeah, I give you the shout out, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Last season, hopefully.
No, he's done.
Yeah,
he's done. He's going home next week. It's a cute story, you know. He's going home.
Thank God. So, basically, that ended up being, for our Sunday night game, the last game of the regular season, Chargers, Raiders, winner gets in automatically, loser yes. goes home.
Yes.
But if they end in a tie, they both get in.
Never heard of that in the history.
Ever.
In the NFL.
Ever. Yeah, not ever in the NFL. I mean, you know, never. Maybe in soccer I've heard of it, but yeah. never in the NFL.
Nope.
You know, it was a pretty good game the first half, but then in the second half, it's hard to explain some of the dumb shit that went on in this game, especially being a Chargers fan.
Absolutely.
You know, actually, it started the last drive for the Raiders in the first half. That PI. Mm-hmm. Do I agree? It was a PI, but was that a catchable ball? No.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't.
There was no way that was a catchable ball. So, they, you know, the Raiders got some love there.
They did.
Put the ball on the one-yard line. You score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Whatever. I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
17-14 at halftime, you know, come out. And for some horrible, horrible, god-awful reason, it is 4th-and-1 on our own 19.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking. It hurts.
I'm here.
I just want to understand. It's okay. Hurting to talk, you know.
Okay.
4th-and-1 on your own 19. Traditional wisdom is to punt the ball. Hell, on Madden, you punt the ball.
Facts.
I'm just saying, you punt it. Staley, our head coach, decides, you know.
Big balls.
I mean, granted, yes, he's going for 4th down a lot. Probably more than any other team.
Definitely.
In the NFL, going for it on 4th down. But in that scenario, there was no reason.
No
reason to go for it. Your defense played pretty decently for the most part that entire first half.
They did.
You know, punt the ball. You know, try to flip field position.
Mm-hmm.
And we go for it. Yep. And then we go for it. If you're going to go for it on 4th-and-1, I'm thinking worst case scenario, QB sneak.
Herbert is 6'5".
Right. Yep. You know, you hand the ball off 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Your O-line just got destroyed on the play. There was like three defenders in the backfield once Eckler touched the ball.
I seen so much of Max Crosby just rushing him the whole game. Mm-hmm. He made him look like T.J. Watt or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue.
So, you know, of course we don't get the first down.
That's right.
Shout out to our defense. You know?
Yes, man.
They come back. You could have easily given up a touchdown on that play.
And that meant GG's.
Right. You held them to a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the best you could do other than a turnover.
Absolutely.
And I can't get even mad at that, you know? Mm-hmm. They did what they needed to do. Then you do some more horrible play calling.
Eckler did play that game, right? He's a pretty good running back.
Let's not talk about that. I've been trying to tell people, like I said, Eckler is serviceable. But this is my problem with him. He has those games where he shows like he's so great.
Okay.
And then he just disappears.
I mean, he did disappear.
I didn't know
he was. I just thought it was a play calling thing. Like, dude's built like a fucking Hulk. Right. The ball.
And, you know, it's that broadcast, they kept saying, no, he does all these workouts and he can jump and
CrossFit.
Yeah, whatever. No, he wasn't there. Our running game was non-existent. So if you're gonna have Herbert with the ball, which is a great option, I want to throw that out there. He's a great quarterback,
athletic, cannon arm.
You have to do plays that cater to what he is.
Bootlegs.
Yeah. You kept that man in the pocket for the most part the entire second half.
Huh?
I've always said our problem, we don't have that deep threat. We have possession receivers. You know, I love Keenan Allen. He can run great routes, but
no speed, bro.
So you got to run certain plays for him, certain plays for Mike Williams. Because all it's going to be is
a jump ball.
That's it. Just a straight jump ball. So our offense, for the most part, up until halfway through the fourth quarter, don't do nothing.
Yep.
Raiders are up 29-14 with, mm-hmm. Was it like 6 minutes left, I want to say, when we got the ball? Something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so 29-14.
I still think it's over.
I thought game was over. At this point, my cousin Dion, shout out to Dion. He calls me, you know, talking all types of shit. Talking about that I'm just taking the pure joy of knowing that my Raiders are about to whoop your Chargers ass. Just talking all types of
shit. Yeah.
Okay. So, give us credit. We go down and score a touchdown, you know.
Respect.
Even though I'm talking all types of shit, you know, we score a touchdown and we go for two. I don't understand. I didn't understand that call because, you know, you go for two and
don't get it.
Two possessions automatically.
Yeah, yes.
So I didn't understand that call, but he went for two. We got it. Okay. I don't remember what happened where the Raiders, I think the Raiders punted the ball in that possession.
Did it.
And that last drive took forever. Like forever. Yeah. But anyways, we get all down, we score, tie the game on the last possession, on the last play of the game, get extra point, and go to overtime. And I'm thinking, okay, odds are in our favors to make the playoffs one way or another. And we both kick field goals, and okay, the last possession, the Raiders have the ball. And we're showing we're stopping them. You know? It's like, I'm looking at the clock, and my cousin's still talking all types of shit, and I'm like, I don't care. We about to go to overtime. I mean, we about to tie this game.
Looking like a tie to me.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the clock, and it's 38 seconds, man. And I'm waiting for it to hit 37. And the clock isn't moving. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is the clock not moving?
Uh-huh.
Only to realize that our coach calls a timeout on 3rd and 4.
Yeah.
When it was clear as day to anybody else watching that game, the Raiders was going to probably just kneel or do some BS play. But they didn't even feel like they was going to get the first down.
They was good with the tie, bro. They conceded. Like, we done beat each other's head in for 5 quarters. We both deserve it. Let's wrestle for next week. Hey, let's get it.
Yeah, because it didn't hurt the Raiders. The Raiders are still going to the playoffs no matter what. They had
nothing
to lose
in that situation. Nothing.
I mean, you could have run another play in, or a passing play, just for example, and Carr gets hurt. Because didn't that happen to the Raiders a couple years ago where he got hurt
when
he
was going to the playoffs? Yeah, right before the playoffs. Turned
to me. So, you know, they probably was like, we're going to accept going to the playoffs.
Yep.
And we're good. But Staley takes a timeout. For what reason, I still have no idea.
In his words, I wanted to get the right run defense in there because they was going to run it before the timeout, and then they ran it after the timeout. But, motherfucker, if you didn't take the timeout, the clock would have ran out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Continue.
So, I personally feel what happened was, you know, as people on this earth, when we feel disrespected, it changes how you think about things. You know, if someone gets in your face and does something, I don't care how calm of a person you are, it changes.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that timeout was the equivalent of somebody getting in their face.
Definitely.
And they're like, hold on. We was trying to do you a favor. Like, we was done. We had no reason to do anything else. The game was over. We didn't want to turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if we fumble the ball and you run it back? Now we're out the playoffs. But now you trying to play us?
All right,
motherfucker. We gonna show you. And of course, we already have the worst run defense in the league anyway.
It's very bad.
It's so bad. They're like, okay. We can run the ball. I don't think they thought they was gonna get 10. They thought they was gonna get the first down, but I do think they thought that was gonna get at least the 5 for the first down. Mm-hmm. Maybe try a kick.
It'd be like 55 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's makeable. Carlson has a foot, so.
But you let them get 10 yards on that play.
Yeah.
And now they're looking like, hold on, we can just kick the field goal and knock you guys out the playoffs.
Yeah, we are a division rivals. I don't like you anyway.
Right.
I was trying to be cool and show mercy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right. But you decided to kick a field goal. I mean, you put us in the position where we had to kick the field goal, honestly.
Yes.
So, But of course, they're the Raiders. They're not us. You know, Chargers ain't had a kicker in about 15 years.
Yep.
So, once they got in a position where they felt confident and kick a field goal, they kicked the field goal.
They did.
Made the field goal. Raiders in the playoffs. Chargers is out. If you're listening to this, you can hear the real pain in my voice as I'm talking. I'm like, I'm really trying to keep it together. Cause that was some freaking bullshit.
It's been a whole day, and it's still... I'm not a Charger fan at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm sitting, I'm watching the game with my family yesterday, and it's crazy because everybody wanted somebody to win, you know, so the Steelers can make the playoffs because, you know, my people, you know, they're Steelers fans.
Right.
And, you know, my family are Steelers fans, and, you know, I'm my brother-in-law over there, shout out Brian, huge Raiders fan. So we're going for the Raiders, and like the whole time, like when he took that timeout, I just sat up and I got mad as a fan of the sport. I said, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, fuck the Chargers. Go Raiders. Just please. Yeah. And then when Jacob got that 10 yards, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Knocked him out the playoffs. I was excited because we got Cheetah a chance of seeing Herbert, a great young talent, in the playoffs.
Right.
And the biggest, most important games. Like, coach robbed them of that. And you see the players on the field afterwards like, yo, what the hell? Or, were you guys going to kneel it or run the clock out? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that he was so selfish and wanted to be this, I'm smarter than everybody. Oh, look at the guts I have. And you being a fan, you know how many games y'all lost for instead of taking your 3 points. Oh, let's go for it on fourth down. Yep. And all this, like.
That KC game, that's the one that comes to my mind. You know, we, if we do what we should have done in that KC game when we had the opportunity to take points, we win that game. Makes the Raider game irrelevant. But we lost a good 6 to 9 points just off of not kicking a basic field goal.
Get your points.
Right.
Man.
Mind you, those points change momentum in that KC game. We kick a field goal going into halftime, it's a whole different feel than letting the KC walk off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we just stopped him. We still in this game. You know what I mean? They could have been feeling like, you know what, they may have scored on us or something like that had they had more time on the clock. We might not be able to beat these guys. You know, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
But not taking the points.
Well, you attested to it too. If early in the game, if he doesn't go for that 4th-and-1 on the 19, yeah, shout out to the defense, but they still got 3 points.
Right.
That was when it came out like, he single-handedly lost that game.
Right, just because of his coaching decisions.
Yeah, it's just... And then, like I said, but then you have people out here like O'Brien Flores, who won 8 of his last 9 games and gets canned. Now, you know, I'm no conspiracy person, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, dude look like us.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And he got as quick as possible. And I'm seeing bums like a Joe Judge from the New York Giants. He's coming back for another year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to zip my tee, man. Like,
no, after I saw them do a QB kneel, not once.
Twice.
In that game, just so their offense couldn't do anything just to punt the ball. I've never seen that.
Never.
I've never. Like, that is crazy. That's all on coaching. Just all on coaching. Judge to be out. I don't know how he kept his job.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, like I said. But someone like Brian Flores, he'll be employed within a month.
He better be.
He'll be employed within a month. He's a great defensive mind, and and with him not having a quarterback, because I'm not big on Tua, to have them in playoff contention the last week of the season, in the division with the Patriots and Bills, just credit to you, man. Like, right. You're bouncing back on your feet. Like,
right. You deserve to be with a real organization.
You know, my salam alaikum, man. Like,
right.
Shit pissed me off, man. So,
but yeah, man. Like,
my apologies to you, man. I had to call and check on you last night.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough night. It was pretty rough. all the texts and phone calls I was getting. Hell, I went to work today and my dispatcher gonna talk shit. Shit. How you go Raiders, motherfucker?
Disrespectful?
Like, he was. Shout out to Q. Yeah, I'm putting your ass on blast too. Woo. I really am.
Yeah, I like names. I
yep.
Like names.
Shout out to Q. Yeah. Go Raiders. Okay. All right. You know, yeah, last night was rough. It was, I couldn't wrap my head around some of those decisions. We didn't even bring up that 3rd and 23.
Oh, how can we forget?
Oh my God,
that a draw play
off a draw. 3rd and 23, and we give up a first down. That can't happen.
That's where's everybody at?
They was playing the pass. And they were literally at the... I don't know what the hell they was thinking. That's just the one thing that can't happen. You can't give up a first down. Because that, if you don't give up that first down, that pass interference never happens.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know what we was thinking. You know, making plays, calling plays, whatever the hell that was happening.
Yes.
I mean, yes, our coach did some real dumb things. I'm not really going to shit on that, but... You also can't give up almost over 100 yards in penalties either. Disgusting. That was horrible. Disgusting. Like some of them penalties, it's like, what are you guys
doing?
But you
know what, Reggie? That's coaching.
Yeah, it is.
It's coaching.
It is. I mean, the entire season, you knew we was going to get at least one holding on number 71, a holding on 74, and number 70 was going to get a call at least once for being downfield. It never, every single game, I challenge somebody to find a game where that didn't happen at least during the game. Every game.
They had Max Crosby like TJ Watt.
Yep.
96 was out here looking like Reggie White or something. I was like, what the hell is going on? Just blowing every play up. Yep. I was just like, wow, man. Yep. So they got a lot of soul searching to do this offseason. Like, you have a great top 10 quarterback in Herbert.
Yes.
And not much a great safety in Derwin
James. Yeah, James. But don't shout out James.
That's that dude. But I don't, they have a lot to work on, man. Like you said, they need a burner at receiver, strengthen the O-line, and like you said, maybe a more consistent pounding running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eckler's a great scat back he can catch.
Right.
But
I kind of compare him to what was that quarterback? I mean, not quarterback. Running back for Philly all those years.
Brian Westbrook?
Yeah.
Not a bad comparison, actually.
Yeah, he's very, very similar. I don't expect him to be, you know, be the man, you know.
Derrick Henry type stuff.
Yeah. All right. But he's very, very serviceable. You get him a decent running back, you know, that third down back.
Is to like pair the with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll be a lot better. The running core that we have is not it.
At all.
And, I mean, Herbert is good, but you don't want to always put all that pressure just strolly on him.
He must have threw like 70 times.
Pretty close to it.
Disgusting.
It felt like it.
Yeah. You can't do that.
You can't. Right. You can't.
It's too one-dimensional.
And mind you, he did one hell of a job.
He did, bro.
You know, his second year. This was his biggest game, his career. And he led two really, really crucial fourth quarter drives in the biggest game of your career.
Like I said, he's already top 10.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing else about it. He's top 10 right now. And probably after next year, it's probably going to be top 5.
Yeah. It's just important that we, like you said, build around him.
Yep.
And our coach makes some better decisions.
Good luck with that.
I know.
All right. So transitioning from teams that are actually going to make the playoffs.
Don't do that.
My bad. Soon. Let's discuss some of the AFC matchups and, you know, who are they going to win and who's going to come out.
Okay.
We got
the Titans got the bye, so they won't be in a wild card round.
Hey, shout out to Mike Vrabel, man.
Yeah.
You lose Derrick Henry for 2 months and still get the number one seed.
Still the number one seed. I mean, he's their offense. I don't care.
Yes, that's the culture of the year, right?
So, the matchups are, we're going to start with the Chiefs and the Steelers.
I expect the Chiefs to baptize the Steelers. you know, sorry, you know, sorry, boo. But it's the Big Ben is done. He's toast, finito, stuck a fork in him, you know, all that. He's done. It's a great story. I'm glad in his last year he's getting a chance to compete in the playoffs. But like I said, they're going to get the brakes beat off him. So this is going to be the Chiefs. I got to say much more about that.
He said I got to say much more on that. Yeah. I didn't know that the Raiders, by winning, went from, I think they were the, if they would have tied, they would have been the seventh seed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and played the Chiefs.
Right. By winning, they became the fifth seed, and they get to play the Bengals.
Good matchup for them.
Very good. I'm not sold on the Bengals. I think they're a very talented team, but this is a playoffs.
And they're young.
Yeah. And when's the last time the Bengals even won a playoff game?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made it a lot of years, they just never won.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I kind of lean toward the Raiders on that one.
You like the Raiders?
I got the Raiders in that one. And, ooh, that pains me to say.
Ooh.
Like, that's the worst.
See, Brian, we showing love, man. You know what I'm saying? I disagree with them, but I got the Bengals, man, because that offense could be too explosive with Burrow and Jamar Chase and mix their own, you know, mix the tote in that rock. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I'm not. I just don't disagree with you. That I just feel like the pressure of the playoffs is going to get to that young team.
And no, you're right. And part of me, like I said, Raiders been through a lot of shit this
year.
Yes,
they have.
Like with John Gruden's racist ass and fucking Henry Ruggs' retarded ass and
dumbass.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it is a feel good story. I like Derek Carr, man. So I really do want.
That's not getting crazy.
I like Derek Carr.
I don't like that motherfucker.
What'd he do to you?
He do nothing personally. I just don't like him.
Damn.
I don't like him as a.
Is it the haircut?
No.
I like him with the buzz cut better, man.
It's okay. But you put Herbert in the top 10 of quarterbacks. Where are you going to put Carr? Just for comparison. Yeah. Enough said. That's really what it comes down to. Like, I just don't see him. I don't like him as a quarterback, but I think he will do enough.
He's average. He's above average quarterback. Average to me is
okay. Name the perfect average quarterback other than Carr, and I see if I agree with you.
Someone in his realm.
Yep.
All right, Jimmy G.
Okay, no, he's better than him.
Okay, Kirk Cousins.
That's a comparison, I think.
Mm-hmm. We got.
So you're telling me you would name, you would think Kirk Cousins is the 16th best quarterback in the league?
Well, I think Kirk is more. It's probably like at 13, maybe.
Ooh, that's high.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's high. Just think about this, man. Just think about the playoff quarterbacks.
Okay, that's great. Okay, yeah, that's
perfect. That is perfect.
What is Derek Carr rate among the playoff quarterback? I like that one.
Okay. You said Ben.
He's better than Ben.
Okay. We're not even going to say Kansas City.
No.
Buffalo.
No, we're not going to say them either.
Okay. New England.
Oh, he's better than Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a fucking bum.
Oof.
Grade A bum. Cal done. These fucking sucks, dude.
Okay.
I hate it. Yeah, I hate it. How you feel about Derek Carr? I feel about Mac Jones. I hate him.
Fair enough.
Hate how he looks. His air. I hate him.
Or is you just hate the fact it's not Tom Brady?
What?
Just saying. You know damn well it feels kind of weird that the Patriots in the playoffs and Tom Brady is not the quarterback. You know it do.
I mean, I seen that before with Drew Bledsoe. What's going to be the result? We'll get that ass beat in the playoffs.
You know how long ago Drew Bledsoe was?
Hey.
That was 1999.
Okay. Okay.
Shoot. I had a healthy back and you had hair.
I missed that. I had waves and everything, boy. Shit. I like the little the guys on the S curl box.
Oh,
little do rag models. Yeah, I was flexing, boy. Damn.
Okay. Bledsoe, this nigga Drew right Bledsoe, here. Boy. Damn. Oh my goodness.
I'll continue with the teams, please.
Bam. Okay, we're not saying Tampa Bay.
No.
Ooh. Okay. The Eagles.
Oh, he's better than Hurts.
Okay.
He's
better than Hurts. You said Jimmy G already.
Yeah, he's better than Jimmy G. I hate Jimmy G.
I do too. He's another one that's just ugh.
He'll tease you like, oh, look at that drive. Then the next series, look at that interception. He's an idiot.
Yep.
So yeah, that's Jimmy G. Who that? I'm gonna say no. It's close. It's close.
Better than Stafford? Don't you say something stupid. Don't you do it.
What?
Don't you say it. Carr is not better than, it's not even close.
Why is he not? Hold on. Let's talk about it real quick.
Oh my God.
I've never been a Stafford believer like that.
But I'm not saying
that. Have you seen this motherfucker the last 2 months?
I agree. But he's still you put Carr on the Rams, it's nothing more than a little bit better than golf. You don't be disrespectful. Don't disrespect that man like that.
I'll let you have that one, but I'm thinking about it.
All right, nothing to think about.
All right, that's fine. We'll see what the viewers
have to say. I mean, goddamn.
Okay.
Continue. I guarantee if I was to look up the stats right now, Stafford has thrown more touchdowns and more yards every season than Carr. Guarantee it.
Yeah, but when has Carr ever had a Megatron or Cooper Kupp?
Okay, that's a fair point. But didn't he have Antonio Brown, or am I tripping?
Yeah, you tripping.
Okay.
He was a Raider, but then he fucked that situation up. Close. He came close.
That's true. Okay. The Cardinals.
No, please.
Okay. I had to throw it out there just to say it. And the last team would be the Titans.
Ooh.
Tannehill.
I like him better than I like Tannehill.
I think Tannehill. Okay, I can give you that one.
So let me see. So 14 teams are in the playoffs. I think only two. I think we said he's better than Hurts. And God, who's the other one?
You said Tannehill.
Oh, and Mac Jones. So that's three.
Okay, that's three.
So that's he's 11th.
Okay. And then I don't think anybody. Okay, but Herbert. He's better than Herbert. I mean, Herbert's better than.
Yeah.
I think really that's it.
Yeah, that's what's so frustrating. Like, normally top quarterbacks make the playoffs because that's the most important position on the field. So really, I can't think of another. Okay, Russell Wilson, but
right.
He was hurt a lot. He missed most of the season. He was right. Hurt.
Okay, so that was three. So we're at 13. So right now you have Carr at 14. If I can't think of anybody else that he's better at. Let me see. I don't think any other.
Yeah, all the top tier quarterback. Yeah, so.
They're in the playoffs.
And that sounds about right for Derek.
Okay.
Told you, man. I know my shit.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Nostradamus, man. I know this shit, man. Damn. All right, let's get back on track, man. We got sidetracked. You know how we do.
So we do, right?
Yeah, man.
So. And so the other matchup that we haven't discussed is Patriots and Bills.
That one is. That's a tasty matchup, man. I'm not even going to lie to you.
What?
It's a tasty matchup.
How?
What are you talking about? They went to Buffalo and beat them. And then Buffalo came there and returned the favor.
You had your quarterback throw for two times in the entire game. And you say this is a test. Look, what?
Like I said. Now, it is because, like I said, I got to give devil's due. Belichick has done a great job.
Yes.
Coaching this team. to the record they have is remarkable.
I think 10 and 7.
It's remarkable. Like I said, Mac Jones is a bum. It's just no other way around. The receivers suck.
The receivers suck. So is it fair to call him a bum when he has shitty receivers?
Nah, I know what my eyes see. He's a bum. The running game is solid. And really, it's the defense.
Right.
It's the defense. So shout out to him. I think he could cook up something to confuse Josh Allen a little bit.
What?
What?
No! 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 He had a great season coaching this team, getting into the playoffs. He did a great job.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, he's done enough. And it's about to end.
So, you're guaranteeing the Bills are beating the Patriots.
Where's my Charles Barkley button at?
Yeah, man, I need it.
Guarantee that the Bills will beat the Patriots. That's not even a question.
Okay.
All right. That's my one guarantee of the week.
You're the man.
It's just not happening. Especially, like you said, they just beat them.
Now, ultimately, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with the Bills, too. They're at home, and Josh Allen. At the end of the day, quarterback, it just matters.
Right.
And they're in two. Josh Allen is top 10, and Mac Jones is
not
top 40. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You went top 40.
Yeah. I find a couple of backups better than him.
Oh, wow.
I hate him so much.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. And let's jump to the NFC. Do we really have to talk about this game?
Come on. That's our job, man.
Eagles and Bucks.
Oh, it's gonna be a baptism, Bucks. Go ahead. Hurt receivers and all, it just don't matter, dog.
Shout out to DJ. We on our prediction show,
Man, he didn't think they was doing shit in the air. I don't fucking hear that shit, man. Up here, hit my line talking about, well, what do you say, John? Are you owe me an apology?
He had mine too.
Fuck, man, get out of here. You didn't think they're gonna do shit either. It's just a blessed surprise.
This is true.
Get that ass Molly whopped and see you next year. What's the next game, man?
Okay, next game is the flashback as far as two teams from the 90s that went head to head a lot, the 49ers and the Cowboys.
Great matchup, man. God, this is tough, man. I'm gonna go with the 49ers, man. It's like I said, Dak is probably one notch above Jimmy G.
Right.
So it's not this big disparity. The Niners running attack, if they stay committed to it with Elijah Mitchell.
Yes.
Stay committed to it and that defense, get after Dak. I like their chances, but at the same time, that Cowboys defense can get after Micah Parsons. They can get after Jimmy G. It's tough, man. I'm not saying it with no type of conviction. It's just a vibe thing where it's just like Jimmy G. In clutch moments, he has shown me something with final drives. So I think that's kind of what the game's going to come to. So that's where I'm picking them at.
Okay. I can see where you're coming from with that. But I'm going to go with Dallas on that one.
Okay.
Only because of what we just said, quarterback play is the key to all this. And I do think Prescott is just that little bit, that notch just above Jimmy G.
He is.
And if it did, it's sort of like if we get to a last minute drive or something, I kind of agree with you with the Jimmy G. I just don't think it's going to get to that point.
Yeah,
I really don't. I think this could be I'm not saying blowout, probably a 10 point game or something like that.
Okay.
I like you said, if the 49ers stick to that run game, they do have a chance.
Okay.
But I just have a feeling Jimmy's going to do something something stupid to take him out of that game.
That's what I'm saying. Dak might not win you the game, but he's not going to cost you the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Jimmy G
will cost you.
He will throw some interceptions, boy. He will. So
like the one I saw on Sunday versus the Rams, the one where Ramsey, he juggled it and caught it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Ramsey, tipped it and everything. He made a great play. But the problem was the ball was behind the receiver in the first place.
Sure fucking was.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. And shout out. I want to give a shout out to the 49ers because I had no conviction they would make the playoffs whatsoever.
Nope.
So, for them to make the playoffs, especially the way they did going on the road and beating the Rams,
mm-hmm.
was pretty impressive. Which leads to our final game, which is Arizona and the Rams on Monday Night Football, which is still crazy that we having a playoff game on a Monday night. But here we are.
It's all about that money, man. The more days. That's why, COVID, of course, has been horrible.
Right.
Fucked up my fantasy football, you know. But, the reaction to that 1 week where literally we had football Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I couldn't get enough of it, just like most of the public. And I think NFL's like, dude, as many days as we can, we're going to stretch this shit out.
Right.
So, but back to point, that's another great matchup. Divisional foes. In that game, I like Arizona.
Okay.
Because, same thing, Matthew Stafford been tricking the last 2 months with these turnovers. Bad. Mm-hmm. And Cardinals, they're just a bad matchup for them for some reason. Like, Murray's mobility or some of that nature, it's a bad matchup. And I think what I said about Jimmy G, Stafford, you can't turn the ball over the postseason. And with his resume in the postseason, I don't have no faith. You're going to have to show me something.
Okay.
So, fuck you, Dennis.
wow.
I know you're going to be mad, bro. But
wow.
I like the Cardinals, man. I feel some type of way tonight, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot still going on.
I see. Shit.
My bad, dude.
I'm going to disagree with you, though. I do have the Rams in that one. For the same reason I have the problem with Cincinnati. I think Arizona at the QB position, that's just too young.
He ain't never been there.
Never had to experience that. Yeah. I mean, Stafford really hasn't either, but he's been in the league for, forever.
Yep.
And that team, that defense, I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball like that. The problem that the Rams are going to have that you say you have an issue with is that I don't know why I want to call him Fields for some stupid reason. Arizona's quarterback.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, Murray. His scrambling is going to take Donald and it's going to make their linebackers, everybody else is going to make them irrelevant, the fact that he can scramble and he might make a play here or there.
Yeah.
So it's going to keep him in the game.
Okay.
But I think the Rams overall are going to win that game.
Can't disagree with you too much, man.
So,
we'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. And of course, Green Bay got the bye in the NFC.
Yes, sir.
So that's our wild card predictions. We're just going to go ahead and just keep it 100. We're going to jump and we're going to fast forward straight to the Super Bowl. What are your Super Bowl predictions, John?
Damn. All right, man. Well, I know at the start I had the Buccaneers versus the Chiefs part two.
Yes.
And I must say, I'm a man of my word, damn it.
Ooh!
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's going to be the same matchup. Mm-hmm. Tom, I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to figure it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's going to figure it out, man. Like I said, get the young receivers up to speed. Hopefully, they turn more to a run offense instead of having your 44-year-old quarterback throw 50 times.
That's right.
Get him hit, et cetera. And definitely, and with the Chiefs, their defense has been playing so well the last couple months. And this is actually their offense that needs to catch up.
Right.
To be honest with you.
the offense has been looking a little bit suspect.
Yeah, you know, people start playing that two-high safety defense so Tyreek can't beat them down the field. It's changed. They're taking more dink and dunks. But, you know, credit to Patrick for taking what the defense gives you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not veering off of, you know, my pick, so I still got the Bucks versus Chiefs.
Okay.
Has your mind changed? That's the question.
I think we had the same prediction.
Yeah, we did.
As far as, you know, the Chiefs and...
shout out to Marcus. Did this motherfucker say the Seahawks was going to make it?
Well, if that's the case, John, there's something telling me you better sit down for what this NFC championship is about.
It's coming.
It is the Seahawks versus the Bucks in Tampa Bay. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Seattle.
Well, I knew it. I knew he was going to say something. I knew it.
Yeah, Seattle's going back to the Super Bowl.
This man said Seattle. All right.
Yep.
I know about you.
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
The fucking Seahawks.
The Seahawks, bro.
Woo! The one team in the division that didn't make the playoffs. They was going to Super Bowl. And if my memory serves me correct as well, didn't he say they was going to beat the Bucks?
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
We said on the show, how are you picking the Seahawks in that good division?
Oh, my God.
I needed that, boy. I was angry, boy. I needed that. Thank you, Mark. I love this guy, man.
Fucking Seahawks. I mean, and mind you, he was trying to roast me for saying that the Chargers wouldn't be. I predicted where they were about going to be at. I said it was going to be like the seventh seed.
Yeah, if your Colts was in a bum, you would have been
there. We'd have been there. We'd have been there.
Yep.
So, the Seahawks.
All right. I digress. I'm sorry about that. All right. So, back to what is your Super Bowl picks, Reggie?
Okay. My Super Bowl picks in the AFC, I still have the Chiefs. And okay. Just don't see anybody beating them.
Okay.
But that NFC, man. Like, I had the Bucks.
Yep.
And it's hard to bet against
Tom Brady. I see the doubt in your face. I see the doubt.
But like we said, you know, you just lost AB. Mm. You know, your receiving core just seems like they get injured every other week.
They do.
That defense, we just said, it isn't the same.
No.
Oh, boy. I can't believe it. I'm going to say it. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm really going to say this.
I'm ready.
I got the Packers. I've got the Packers.
So,
This
is the year he finally breaks through again, huh? Aaron?
As long as he doesn't have to. Honestly, I don't even see the Bucks getting to the Packers. That's how crazy it is.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Time out. Flag on the play. Clipping.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who beating them?
Okay. Make sure I'm looking at this bracket right.
Yeah, let's get it right.
Okay. But.
Did they play the Eagles? Eagles taking them out?
Hell from the fucking no.
All right. So.
I got the Rams taking them out.
They did beat them this year.
Yeah,
they did beat them. Mm-hmm. I can't get too crazy.
And they're the one team in the NFC pressure wise. We know from years of experience of being a Tom Brady fan of the one thing that man hates is pressure in the pocket.
It sure does.
And the Rams are that one team that can create the most pressure. Plus, they also have a corner in Ramsey.
The best.
That can shut them down. The best. You know? So, they're the one team I could see beating them. So, if they match up, like in the second round, which is very, very possible.
Yeah. Go Cardinals.
Man.
I can't disagree too much. But,
yeah.
It's, all right. Yeah.
So, I have Green Bay and Kansas City.
Oof. Rodgers and Mahomes.
Which.
Fuck.
Oof. I actually would love.
Everybody. Yeah, that's exciting to think about, bro.
Like, right.
That's
just, right.
Because we already know Brady owns Mahomes, so it's good to see something different, man.
Right. Right. So, and I'm going to give my prediction on that one as well.
Let's get it.
I got KC.
Damn. Okay. Oof. Man, Mahomes win this one, and against Aaron, it's going to put him in a different bracket.
Exactly.
You going to, I know dude's only, what, 4 or 5 years in, but this shit, top 10 for sure?
Yes.
Like, it puts him in a whole different class.
Yes, because I think that would completely put him above a lot of different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Like, say, puts him in a, hell, Aaron only got one.
Damn. I'm just tired. I love a body of work.
I mean, I feel like injuries be damned. That body of work is gonna be there.
Okay. You know, no, you're right. You're right.
I do. So you get two rings, and we know you were the man. This isn't like, and once again, I love Tom Brady. He has 7, but that first one we all know was more because of defense. More
absolutely,
than he was.
Absolutely
more. So, Mahomes, they win another one, and you know basically that's the main reason why they won them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different feel.
You're right.
And then, you know, I think he's going to come up with the stats later on. Probably, maybe, possibly get another one here or there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oof, I can't wait, boy. We will be checking back in with you with these playoffs, that's for sure.
Facts.
Okay. Right, well, transition a little bit, you know. Talk to our NFL, man. We got to show our love to our basketball because that's in our heart, too.
Yes.
Man, let's talk about some of the news going around the league, man. What's your thoughts with Klay coming back? Splash Brothers are back, man. Light skins.
Right.
You know what I mean? Dude, driving and dunking. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe my eyes.
Couldn't.
So, what's your feeling about Golden State now if Klay stays healthy?
First off, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to Klay. The Charger Raider game has started. And I was focused on watching that first start of Klay. I didn't watch the first bit of the playoff game because I was so excited to see Klay back.
I feel you, dude.
So I was excited. You know, come off the curl, make his first basket. And then, like you say, that dunk. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was scared for the landing, though. I ain't going to lie.
Man, especially the last time we seen him take all 4 dunks.
Yes.
You know, tearing his ACL.
Yes, man. Get over that psychological edge. Like, okay, I can jump and land it. Yeah. He's still good.
They were a problem before Klay.
Yep.
It's very damn scary with Klay.
Yeah.
Like, what's their weakness? Like, I really can't find it.
They could be hard on defense.
Right, you know. You would think, you know, maybe a team with a big, you know, like a AD, for example.
Who?
Sorry.
Who that?
Don't do that.
Yeah, I did it.
I'm just using an example, but damn it. Injury prone ass.
Damn, it's all like his unibrow.
God damn. But just saying somebody of that player, that skill set.
Unless you're Denver, your team does not have that.
Basically.
In the Western Conference, so it's okay.
Yeah. You're not stopping the shooting of Steph. You're not stopping Klay. Now they got Poole out there.
Ah, that guy, man. What a surprise. But he torches open at night. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Right. Otto Porter out here hooping. Gary Payton II.
3-and-D.
Draymond out here changing the game with his defense.
He is, man. Such a smart basketball player. I can appreciate a guy who's not blessed athletically, but the brains.
Right.
It's beautiful to watch,
right.
Man.
That right there. Oh, man, I don't know what you can do with.
Favorites in the West?
Yes. And it's not even close.
Oh, shit.
It's not even close.
We doing Phoenix like that?
Yes, absolutely.
Damn.
No.
Okay.
No, because I mean, I respect Phoenix, you know, for getting to the finals last year, but let's just keep it 100. If AD don't get hurt last year, do they get past the first
round? Oh, we taking them out.
Okay.
For sure, for sure.
Let's keep it 100 again. We all knew you put Kawhi on that Clipper squad. They getting past them?
No.
Okay. And Denver, they had an amazing season last year, but they was without their second best player.
Yeah. There's a lot of breaks.
They got a lot of breaks to get there. You're not beating that Golden State team. It's just not happening. Not that Phoenix team. I don't care. And just simple logic. Chris Paul's a great player, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's old.
But not just that. Three beats two every single time. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how many mid-range jumpers Chris Paul hits. You got Steph Curry, you got Klay, you got Poole, you got Otto Porter out here hitting threes. It's just not happening.
I'll go about with Paul, Booker, Ayton, who actually has a little size for a big and skill.
Mm-hmm.
Great role players. Like I said, I don't know. I can't shit on too much because, yeah, just watching it play for 20 minutes, when his minutes get expanded, it is scary.
It's scary. And then to top it off, you brought up Ayton. They're going to have Wiseman coming back.
That's scary.
Yeah. That takes care of Ayton right there.
That size, and he has a nice jumper too. I like him.
And you got Draymond coming to help.
Yeah. Great weak side. Now you,
okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't see that happening. We're going to talk about Mr. LeBron James, the way he's been playing the last, you know, couple of weeks. Man's been going on the rampage scoring. But it hasn't necessarily been translating to victories.
No.
I
wonder why.
I mean, we was gonna try to stay away, but I
can't help it, man.
I have to.
Like, it's just like I said. Shout out to LeBron.
Yes.
Like, just turned 37 years old, man. Like, motivating, you know, other old people like myself, man. It's like, for him to still be a top five player.
Yes.
Top three, maybe, at this age is insane.
Yes.
And it's just being wasted.
Mm-hmm.
Because of one person.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
speak on it.
Like, the fact Westbrook is just still so hell-bent on, I'm going to get my 7 to 10 turnovers a game.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
I'm going to do what I do, and that's it. It's selfish, it's naive, and it's just, if he wasn't on the team and take the turnovers away, we probably have an extra 7 wins or so.
At least.
It's crazy to me, man. Like,
I don't understand his mindset. You know, this probably might be your best chance to win a championship. And especially right now with AD being out, you could honestly set yourself up not only to win a championship, but, you know, later on in your career, I mean, you're on a 3-year, $90 million contract right now.
Yeah.
You know, you play real good right now. You set yourself up for an extension, even if it was not for the Lakers or something like that. You setting yourself up to get that bread as you close out your career.
A la Chris Paul.
There you go. You ain't getting shit the way you're playing.
Shit, Kyle Lowry out of bag.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah, so the way you're playing right now, nobody's going to touch you.
Yep.
Unless you go into somewhere, hell, you might go back. No, OKC won't even take you back.
No. The you only know? Way somebody would take Westbrook is on a buyout. Ain't nobody paying that man that
right,
money.
Right,
no
right.
way, no how.
And if that's what he's thinking, how he's going to get his championship, that's a kind of, I don't know. I don't like that. I mean, and then we got to talk. I didn't want to bring up too much Lakers, but I have to.
Sure.
Like, this team is just so old.
Yeah.
That's really the problem. We go through these spurts where we might have one great quarter but we can't hold it. That's why we blew those games versus OKC, both of them. I think we blew versus somebody. We lose to Sacramento. We always lose to these young teams because they just run us up and down the court. That's just really what it is.
Like I said, just putting a real life aspect into it. I'm a father, you know, my son. Shout out Jake.
There you go.
He likes to play all the time. Daddy, let's do this. I give you a couple good minutes. Oh, you want to play ninja? I got you, man. Hide and seek, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you want, up and down. But after a few minutes, I need to take a break. You better go play Roblox or something.
Right.
Like, leave me alone. I can't, you know, I'm not 25-year-old Jonathan. I wish I was. Uh-huh. We'd be lit. But, yeah, back to that, it's just the human body's not meant at that age to keep going back and forth, up and down. Especially on the defensive end, you know what I mean? You're just not going to have that dog.
Yeah.
Your legs aren't going to keep up with these young legs that have no miles on it. Right. Like, our whole thing was, our big three, they're going to carry our old asses to the playoffs. And then Melo and Dwight can muster up that.
Yes.
You know, for those important games, you know?
And honestly, I don't think it was meant for the big three. I honestly think it was more for AD and Westbrook to carry us through the regular season. Facts. And let LeBron, facts, you know, kind of rest up as well. But you're playing LeBron, you know, 30-plus minutes a game, 35-plus minutes a game. He's doing what he needs to do, but, I mean, the old cast just, they can't keep up.
Nope.
They can't. Then, of course, we just brought up, you know, AD just stays being hurt. Like, he has not looked right this entire season.
At all. Like, even when he was playing, what was he, like 23? That's unacceptable for someone of his height and skill set.
Right. I mean, you can shoot the jumper and you're horrible. I remember that playoff in the bubble, whatever. We needed free throws. We throw the ball to him. You know, he was going to make them.
Yes.
He can't even make free throws.
It's I think it really is a classic example of, like, he reached the mountaintop, and like the late great Kobe said, how much heart you have to go back down and climb up it again.
Yep.
You know, it's the truth. Like I said, that's why we gotta appreciate someone like a LeBron James more, because when he's gone, there may not be another of his ilk ever again.
Ever.
You'll have your greats. Good players, you know, your Ja Morant, I see, and like that. But of LeBron's, like, top five elk, we may never see it again.
Especially for as long of a career.
Yes.
As LeBron is doing. But unfortunately, this is just my personal opinion. I do feel like this team is giving me 2013 Laker vibes. That's, you know, scary, that year, man. Where... you know, we expected so much more of that team. And then Kobe did all that to get us in the position to make the playoffs. You know, playing all those minutes, playing defense versus these younger guards and everything else. And still out here getting buckets.
He sure was, man.
To get to that Golden State game where he tears his Achilles. And I'm not wishing that injury on LeBron or any injury on anybody for that matter. But it's giving me that vibe again.
He's doing too much at this age, man. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it's gonna get to him somehow, some way, and I don't want him to go out like that. And mind you, I'm the biggest. I've always been one big LeBron critic, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
And it's not just because he's a Laker. It's really he could have been doing this in Cleveland. I'm like, wow.
We gonna respect game. That's it, man.
All these years and doing what he's doing, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like he's doing all this, and what's it going to lead to? Best case scenario, the way it's looking right now, maybe 60, maybe.
Yeah, literally, LeBron's at this point now, I think he has to know, I'm not winning another championship. This is literally, I'm just trying to catch Kareem. And
that might be it.
I'm sorry, like, I got the most points ever. I'm going to be fucking top five, maybe an assist.
Mm-hmm.
Four rings, four MVPs. I mean, if I can't, there's not much more you can do to try to say I'm the GOAT. Yeah, you know, Jordan has his six, you know, but Now, he'll there be the GOAT.
Right. I was going to say, I'll put you on the spot. Does this change your ranking of LeBron in the GOAT conversation?
No. Shit. I mean, because honestly, my top three off rip was Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. So, for me, it's just so hard. One, it's hard for me to still put him above Kobe because, like I said, it's just like, it's tough, man. Like, it's hard. It's hard to, first all time in points, like, that your longevity and your stay, it's, and like the fact, the multi MVPs, I would have to unbiasedly put him above Kobe if he does obtain that record because it's just like, it's an amazing feat. But yeah, Jordan really is on a thing because the two ring did. Now, if LeBron got the five, you give me that five and the all-time scoring, yeah, he has all the L's in the finals, but you know what? He made it.
Yeah.
He made it. Because what was Jordan doing? Getting knocked out in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's kind of like, yeah. And somehow LeBron musters the fifth one.
And I might have to scoring title.
Yeah, I might have to think. I would have to think about it. But as long as he's on four, that two ring deficit, that's the big enough gap for me to be like, nah, man.
So, okay. Let's say he stays on four and he gets the scoring title.
Okay.
Does he go above Kobe?
I have to put him above Kobe. And it breaks my heart, man. But we unbiased over here.
Okay.
Because I can't knock it, dude. Because at the end of the day, you know, we know Kobe should have had at least one more MVP.
At least.
LeBron having four of them things, and he was robbed of one low key.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose. So it's kind of like.
Okay, I won't say that one. I kind of agree.
He was the man that year. LeBron, he was tripping that year. But I think they just got sick of giving it to him. Yeah. And Derrick Rose was so dope. It's like, oh, we give it to him, it'd be believable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
Okay. What if LeBron gets five? But he doesn't get the scoring title.
See, in that instance, well, ah, damn.
Yeah.
That scoring title, there's a prestige behind it. Because even if he, how close is he to pass him alone?
I think it's something like three. No, I don't. I'm not.
He might pass below by the end of the season.
I think
if he stays on this pace. But yeah, that's why I'm like, man. I think if I'm a normal blow Joe and I just look, I'm just like, oh, LeBron number one in points. Oh, five rings. It's like that's the best player ever. You ask me,
right?
But without that prestige of being number one in points, I feel like it makes a big difference.
He is about 700 points away from passing Malone.
Oh, yeah. He knocking that out by March. He knocking that out by March.
Yeah.
So.
That's what's left. I mean, he says he wants to somehow play with his son.
Which I don't like.
Why not?
I like the fact, I mean, of course, if I was a pro, I would love to play with my son. But. Who said Bronny's gonna go pro? He don't look that nice to me when I watch him play.
He does look. He's not
his undersized. Daddy. He's 6'2".
Not his daddy.
He's not his dad. Like, hopefully he hits a growth spurt or something. But right now, like, he don't jump off my screen. And I've seen dope high school ballers and hoopers before. Like, right. So that you're just that I don't know about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's basing that off of. Even if he has to go to college for a year or two, that's only made for, you know, people that are extremely talented. And it's not guaranteed that he's that good.
That's why I said I don't like that, because I like LeBron. Like, hey, of course you're going to have confidence in your son. He ain't my son. He's not NBA material. So you can't sit here. And just be like, you know, I'm going to hold on. You're already 37. Right. So, at best, I think Bronny's a junior, so he had to play senior year and a year of college. Mm-hmm. LeBron be 39. Like, come on, man. So
I mean, I think he's trying. He's holding out hope that for some strange reason that they changed the rules so that you can come straight out of high school back again. But like I say, Bronny, I don't see as that good.
I don't.
He's coming straight out of high school. Even if he wanted to, I see maybe best case scenario, he's like
be his ass right in the G League.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Dwayne Wade's son.
Yeah,
was it Zaire?
Yeah,
he went to the G League. That's the best I can see. So if LeBron wants to get hurt and you know play in the G League, then you can play with him. Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we talked about our squad. Another piece of NBA action I want to talk about. What are your thoughts and feelings about this whole Kyrie Irving situation and him playing, part-time playing, basically?
First, before I get to the part-time part, I have to talk about the Brooklyn Nets organization. I feel you've pretty much shown that you have absolutely positively no credibility whatsoever. You said that it's very similar to the Tampa Bay situation with AB. Like, you know, you should have cut AB then, you know, when he did the vaccination shit. And any other team probably would have. But you just, it's like, oh, we'll bring him right back. Mm-hmm. You know? And with this situation, he said, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not getting the vaccine. You made a stand saying, okay, well, you can't play. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why now, all of a sudden, he can play? I don't want to hear, oh, it's because of COVID. No, because you could have had it. You could do what every other team in the league is doing. They're bringing up people, whatever. And you, I mean, you could have done what everybody else is doing. But you chose to bring back somebody that, like you said, part-time. You only play on the road. I mean, it makes literally no sense. None whatsoever. I don't care how talented. If you was going to do that, you might as well have done it from the start of the season. That's just how I see about it. And I thought that was stupid then. I still think it's stupid now. I'm not saying I'm going against any of Kyrie's beliefs. You can do what you want. But once he made that decision, I just don't like it.
Well, I think it just come down to when they made that stance to start of the year. They were like, okay, we have the best or second best player in Kevin Durant. We have another almost top five player, James Harden, coming back healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need you like that, Kyrie. You make us a guaranteed championship, basically. But we don't need you like that. But, you know, as we've seen this season, rule changes as far as the fouls. James Harden is not the same player.
Right.
Kevin Durant is still that dude. But
yes, he is.
They're like, then our supporting cast, like, Blake looks worse. Like, everybody's older.
Ain't Blake out the rotation, I think?
Yes, he is. So,
pretty bad.
That's what I'm trying to say. So, it turned into, and they're in a position where it's title or bust. So, now, it reminds me of kind of like the Antonio Brown situation. Zero tolerance. They all saw all receivers get hurt. Okay. We'll bring you back. Yeah, your fake vaccination card.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Kyrie. No, we're not going to have no part-time players. Oh, shit. Well, we actually need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right, we'll work around it somehow.
Yep.
And it makes you ask silly questions like, if you're the Nets, I don't want to be a top four seed. Why?
Right.
That's the last game of Kyrie.
Exactly.
Give me an extra Kyrie. I could go up to your home court and get a dub.
Yeah.
Like, that's light. So, it's a messy situation. I'm not a fan of it neither. It's just like I said, like, stick to your guns because you lose your credibility of,
mm-hmm.
you know, stars can do what they want. And role players, you better, you know, do what we say. It sucks.
Yeah. I mean, I feel after that Bucks series last year where they felt they were this close to knocking them out. They felt, like you said, they didn't need them because they felt, well, shoot, the Bucks, you know, they barely squeaked past us. And we knew Harden was hurt.
Mm.
Harden was clearly hurt.
Yes.
So you give me a healthy Harden, oh, we can beat you guys.
Yep.
So, and they didn't see anybody else as a threat in the East. And, I mean, they beat Phoenix. Yeah, we can get a healthy Harden, and we're good.
Yes.
But like you said, that role change, Harden has not been the same since.
It's crazy.
Night and day. I mean, yes, he still has a couple of games where he's been going off, but it's nothing compared to what they thought he was going to be. It's like you say, Kevin Durant, he's on a whole nother level.
Bad boy.
But the level between what he is and the next player in Harden is so big now.
Before, not to cut you, before Brooklyn, Harden was in the MVP race every year.
Yeah.
He is so far from that, and that's the problem. That's what they're expecting. He's not that dude no more.
He's barely all-star talk.
Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah. That's very, very scary.
It's out, man. Like, so that's to answer your question why Kyrie's probably just laughing like, I got my way.
Yeah. And last thing we wanted to get to, because we haven't really spoke on it, Steph Curry, all-time NBA three-point shooter. I remember, I think it was 98 when Reggie first set that mark, and it wasn't even a big deal. Like, people didn't really give a damn about it. No. Because the three-pointer wasn't
only that like big. Five dudes were shooting them.
Yeah. I mean, Reggie Miller was scared the shit out of you, and he was only shooting maybe four or five threes, maybe a game.
I laugh how much the lead has changed, because how the average threes per game from back then to now is like a difference of like 20 threes. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Yeah.
When Reggie, like I said, would pull up and make a three, it was scary.
Yeah.
It was really, really scary. They shot one or two, you know? And to go from, you know, even that, like I'm a student of basketball.
Right.
I always go back to the 80s as well. Like you watch, I watched a couple of nights ago. 87 finals, Celtics versus Lakers. The game was a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
Neither team made a three-pointer the entire game. Neither team.
It's like forbidden
yes.
to shoot from out there because it's so far.
Yeah. I think Byron Scott shot one three-pointer in the first quarter and got yanked so quick.
Not B. Scott.
Yes. Got pulled. So to go from that to a league now where teams are shooting anywhere between, you know, 30, 40 three-pointers a game. That's crazy in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a man break a record in literally half the time that it was set is incredible.
It is, man.
And it's not just that he broke the record. It's how he broke the record. Some of these three-pointers, this man is hit. It's ridiculous.
Half court, or he'll turn around after he shoots it, like he know that motherfucker going in.
Like yeah, he do. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, if you remember the Chappelle Show with Prince.
Oh, good.
Good, yeah. Yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes.
Yeah, shit.
You know? It's so crazy because it also changes how teams play defense because, you know, before Steph, if someone was pulling up from the logo and shooting, I guarantee you before Steph, nobody was guarding. No one.
No.
No one. He's out there.
Yes.
So, you know, it makes their offense a lot better, but it changes up how you play defense. And it's crazy. And the fact that this man has made 3,000 three-pointers, it's just crazy. Man. It is crazy. So I wanted to make sure I gave a shout-out to that man because that's something when he's done, no one's ever touching that record.
No.
No one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. The era that we were born and grew up in, the athletes we've been able to, mm-hmm. to watch from, like I said, from Kobe to oh my God, to LeBron, the Steph, and this historic, these are going to be all top 10 players, KD. These are like all, and then like you have your Tom Brady's in football. It's like, it's amazing this era because we will never
not like
see
this.
Anything. You'll never see like this again. Like
ever.
So I feel like we're so lucky to be alive through the experience this time.
Yeah. It's crazy. Also, you know, last little sports object. We don't really haven't talked a lot of college football, but we want to give a shout out to Georgia for winning the national championship.
Surprise me.
Yeah, because I didn't think that was going to happen. A couple episodes down the line, I do want to talk a little college football, get us ready for that as well. We barely haven't talked to now. I'm a huge USC fan.
Same here.
Huge USC fan. And, well, we haven't been looking too good lately, but
hope we got hope.
There's hope. There's lots of hope. So we'll just see how, you know, things go. And with that, that's another episode of Speak On It. Catch y'all on the next episode.
All right. God bless.
Sir.